Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Welcome to the show. We do a couple of things around here before we get started with the actual show itself. We try to make sure that we're all prepared to be able to receive the awesomeness that's going to be coming forth tonight. So the first thing that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, you know, just like Mom and them always told us, is you got to get your house clean. So we prepare ourselves with a dose of daily inspirational message. And I believe that this is so appropriate for our guest tonight because this is how she lives her life. And the name of this particular inspirational message is called Get Up, Get Out, and Live. Get up with purpose today. Decide your goals for today and succeed in accomplishing each one of them. Make your decisions today that are firmly based in prayer. Begin with a prayer of thanksgiving for being alive this day. Think on those things that you desire and go to God asking for guidance and support. When you are clear, proceed with confidence. Get out into the world today with great enthusiasm. Demonstrate your excitement for life today. Allow your energy to lead you throughout the day. Be excited. The energy of excitement will lead you into new areas simply because the universe is responding to your expectations. Dare to live this day as never before. Live in full abandonment of what you have done repeatedly in the past. Live as if this is the last day for you here on earth. Live knowing that your path is made clear and straight by God, the omnipotent one. Live as if you have no other choice. Live trusting the process of life, accepting all miracles that are being given to you. Get up, get out, and live today. Enjoy the magic of a new dawn of possibility. Get out and truly smell the awesome fresh air. Inhale it fully. Feel the glory of God in each breath you take. Exhale all the worries and concerns. Let them go out from you. Live today in complete love and acceptance. Embrace all others with conditional love. Live today in harmony and peace. Others will want what you have, the energy and excitement for life. Be the example today. Set the higher mark this day. Life is fabulous. Live like you know it. Life is wonderful. Live like you are grateful for this free gift. I thank God this day. I praise the Creator today. I sing with joy songs to the Most High. The Creator is my source. Those you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. They come out automatically every day. So those are words to live by and learn words to keep you uplifted throughout your life. So the next thing that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness is, with such reverence, we invoke and we invite the energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight, to be a part of everything that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, as well as our daily life, but particularly on Tuesday evenings, because we always talk about things that we don't normally talk about in the wide open. So we need the strength and the wisdom and the courage of our ancestors to be able to do this in a way that's meaningful for everyone. So ancestors, we thank you. We appreciate you, and we love you so much for all that you have given to us. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Now, you know, we had Ms. Star Waters on our show just a few weeks ago, and she was so dynamic that we had to call her back for part two because she didn't finish telling us everything that she wanted to tell us. So tonight's show is just simply called Granny Gone Raw Part 2 with Star Waters. And, you know, we can always read the words that give us our description or our label in life. But I just want to share a couple of things with you about Star that I know about her. She works with and creates flower essences that are individual to the person that she's working with. I call her a social media engineer. That means she can work that thing, and she can promote your business. She can promote what you're doing with such finesse that you'll be like, wow, that's awesome. I never would have thought to do something like that. She's a food educator and have been for a number of years. She's a mother, she's a grandmother, she's a wellness coach, and the sister love to dress up, man. I mean, she be on it. She fly all the time. So she comes with such life and such love and such vigor that it's just truly an honor for her to be back on the show with us tonight. We're going to take a quick music break. And then when we come back, we're going to bring Star on and let her share with us that which she came to give us for today. So I'm excited to have her with us, and we're going to take a quick break. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving all aside and keep on. Miss Star Waters does is she keeps on pushing day in, day out, always something new, always something interesting, always with a lot of vigor and a lot of energy. And I also want to make sure that I told you guys that you're more than welcome to call in and join us on air. The call-in number, if you're not already on the line, is 516-531-9819, and you would simply push the number 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. We have Granny Gone Raw, Part 2 with Star Waters tonight. And so we're going to hopefully pick up where we left off, if there is such a place. But we're certainly going to have a very lively and entertaining conversation. Star, are you with us tonight?
I certainly am, Miss Sandy. And so happy to be here and so happy to be invited back to your awesome show again. Thank you so much.
Oh, girl, we couldn't let you stay out there with things still needing to be said. People want to hear your message. So it is really an incredible opportunity to have you back with us. So thank you for taking time out of that busy schedule of yours. I mean, you always doing something, always into something.
I have so many balls up in the air. But you know what, Sandy and listeners, it just feels good to be busy. Not excessive busy, but just a busy where one can use their mind and figure out things. And it's like connecting the dots and getting all these realizations of what it's all about, you know. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, this movie came out called Alfie. And I remember the song that they sing, "What's it all about? Alfie." You know, when we go through life, we get to figure out what it's all about. What is this
wow.
thing called life? You know? And so a lot of times we get caught up in life that we don't have time to think about that stuff. We're just trying to make it to the next minute, to the, you know, wipe the baby's mouth or nose or, you know, pick up the spilt milk.
So,
we don't have time to do
so
that.
So what do you think brings about that change then, that change of attitude?
Age, maturity.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Being a seasoned woman, you know, all of that stuff is behind me. You know, so I don't have that to worry about. Now I get to figure out what is it all about. And I was just telling a couple of ladies today, as we were talking about our lives in retrospect, all of us are seniors, you know, if I only knew back then what I know now, where would I be now? You know, where would I
be?
Well,
you may not have enjoyed all the lessons that you learned along the way, you know?
That's true. That's true. Absolutely. And I tell you, I have learned some humdingers of lessons, as we probably all have, you know. But that's how and who we are, what made us who we are today, are those lessons.
Right.
You know, and
exactly.
the thing is.
About
yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so
unless you truly learn them, then you keep repeating them.
Exactly. See, that,
yeah.
That's a heavy topic right, just right there within itself, you know, because we always wonder why we keep getting the same guy or why do we keep getting the
mm-hmm.
same job that I just can't stand. And so
mm-hmm.
you said that the message in that is that you haven't learned the lesson from the last experience, huh?
Right. Absolutely. Somehow you just didn't get the memo, you know. So you have to step outside of yourself and look and set, like you said, why do you keep getting the same guy with a different name, you know. It's because that's who you are attracting to you. You're bringing that type of person to you, and they're just showing up. They're doing you the favor that you asked for. They keep showing up in your life. So until you until you start thinking differently, then you'll keep getting the same person. When you start thinking a little differently, because I know a lot of young women, they like the bad boys, you know, the nice guy. They're too square for them. And they don't really get a chance to appreciate the nice guy until they finally had enough with getting the bad boys. Because the bad boys are more exciting, you know. So that's a for instance.
So what about when you find when you find older women that still likes the bad boys?
They just haven't got enough of the lesson. They just haven't got enough of the lesson, or maybe that's what they think that they're supposed to have, that little bit of thrill for a whole lot of pain.
Ooh.
You know, right. A little bit of thrill for a whole lot of pain.
All right. I'm going to leave that one alone then.
And a lot of us, we feel like we need drama. That's really the stimulant.
Yeah.
Is drama
right.
in our life.
Mm. Yeah, you know, and so with the drama, you feel alive, and you feel
yeah.
like life is worth living, and when everything. But you know, there's so much more life in the joy and the peace and in the harmony than it is with the fussing and the fighting and the adrenaline rushes and all of that stuff. But because sometimes we come from those environments that tells us that's what's normal, sometimes we'll start in a relationship that's very cooperative, and we do all we can to change it into, you know, like something that's always about fussing and fighting and, you know, voices being raised and things like that.
True. Absolutely. Because like we were saying, that's the stimulant, you know, that's what that gets us going, you know, to get that adrenaline going in, you know. And then when you're younger, you know, then the makeup time is so blissful, you know. You break up to make up and all that other kind of stuff, and then it's like a vicious cycle. It's like, you know, it's like I'm so past that. You know,
I feel
but that comes with maturity, you know. But some people, that's just how they do. Even though they get older, they still life is all about. So the kind of life that I live right now, if someone were to actually look into my life, they would probably declare that it was very boring. But for me, it is so satisfying, so satisfying. I do what I want to do, if I want to do it.
Yeah, and you're interacting with so many people, and you have so many, there's so much diversity in what it is that you do. You know, it's not just I'm a secretary and you know, dictate or type or whatever secretaries do. You know, and then you go home and then, you know, you're a housewife. But your life is so varied, so diversified that I can't even imagine somebody looking at your life and talking about it would have to be boring. So explain, what do you mean by if somebody looked, they would think that your life could be boring or was boring?
Well, first of all, my home environment is very zen. I have virtually no noise going on in my house, in my apartment. And I like it that way. So every now and then, if I feel like I want some music, I'll put my music on. And if I want it rocking and blaring, I put earphones on. So still the house is quiet. I have a TV, but I haven't plugged it in for the last 3 years. And part of the reason for that is that I want to be selective as to what comes into my mind and my body. So when I was watching TV, and a lot of times when they have the commercials come up, you know, advertising the food and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, and then back when it was the politicians were were running for office, you know, you have to hear about what this one is saying and what that one is saying. And it just really sometimes brings anger and fear and confusion. So I don't have all of that going on in my space. It's a sacred space. And I know I've had visitors, and generally I'm wondering, so are they like going out of the mind? Because some people can't handle silence. They
True.
Have to have some kind of chatter or noise or something. And, you know, and I just really relish in it. I get a chance to hear me, hear my thoughts, hear my intuition, you know, and that's the best place I can possibly hear is that.
I love how you say that, because I believe that that contributes to why we're searching on the outside of us for the answers to whatever our current condition may be, because we don't trust who we are and our thoughts and our beliefs and our values. And so we're always wanting somebody else to validate that for us. And so that's an excellent point that you bring up, Star. I know I prefer solitude a lot of times, and the silence as well, because we each have been gifted with the wisdom to live our own lives to the fullest possible. And we don't all recognize that all the time or utilize that all the time. And so only in that place of stillness can you get there so that you can be activated with the power.
Right, right. Yeah, it's very empowering. So I love it. And then the conversations that I usually have, most people think they're boring. And so, and I can understand that, because I'm not talking about the carjacking that happened last night and things of that nature, you know. I'm not talking about how many different medications the doctor put me on for high blood pressure. I'm not talking about the things that the people my age usually talk about. So I was boring that way to them. And I don't know really what else to say other than what I'm about, because that's really what we do. We talk about what we're about. That's all we can talk about. I can't talk about what you're about because I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk what Sandy knows and when I'm saying that, because Sandy knows a lot. You know, Sandy, your mind is so expansive, and you're like a real go-getter. I mean, you're like the Energizer Bunny times 10, you know. And I look at you, and I just kind of smile and go, boy, that girl got some energy. And it's not only physical energy, but it's mental energy. And you are a constant learner. So there's no way that I can tap into you and talk about things that you know, because we all know different things. But I can certainly benefit from hearing about the things that you know and learn from that. So I'm somewhat of a teacher. Well, no, let me retract that. I'm not somewhat of a teacher. I am a teacher. And
thank you.
I know a lot of stuff in many different areas of life. And so I'm constantly, as I'm speaking, attempting to teach people things, but hopefully not coming across like I'm trying to tell them something. I'm just sharing, and all I can share is what I know. So to some, it's boring. To others, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, it is what it is. I just throw it out there and let it land where it lands. What we say, let it be what it be.
There you go. There you go. But, you
yeah.
know, though, because you've and thank you for those kind, generous words that you use describing me. And, you know, I feel the same way about you, because you're always into something else, you know, like, so for those of you that are listening in, Star Now has me like just researching so many documentaries and really learning the truth behind a lot of what's going on in our world. And so I know for a fact that when you turn away from the major television stations and you really do get into the documentaries that these independent folks are making, you get to learn so much about what is being passed on to us as a truth, and it's the furthest thing from it. So documentaries are a wonderful way of learning, and because Star is such a vivid watcher of documentaries, I have also developed that habit, and I'm learning so much right now from that as well. So I appreciate that, Star.
My pleasure.
You're on a whole different, or you're involved in a different revitalization, is what I'm going to call it, of your body, and it's a fasting that you're doing. Can you, will you please explain to us the fast that you're now on and the one that you were on leading up to what you're doing today?
Okay, well, I'll start off with what I'm doing now. And on the full moon that was also called the harvest moon at the autumn equinox back 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, I'm not quite sure, I started doing a fast, a cleanse. And it was, I don't know, my intuition just told me with the word harvest. You know, when I think of the word harvest and harvesting, what the people do at that time is where they gather all of the crops that they have planted back in the spring and the summer. So this is their yield. This is their bounty. And so with those words, I decided to go on a fast for, it was supposed to be for 10 days. So that I could bring prosperity to me. That was my intention. Everything I do with intention. I visualize what it is that I want to see occur from what it is that I'm doing. And so what I want to see occur is prosperity and abundance. And so I went on a 10-day fast. And the 10 days then became 20 days. And now I am on day 28. Now, this is the first time that I have done a mostly water fast. So I did water only for about 22 of the days. And today is the first day of the 28-day fast that I'm trying something different. And it is a dry fast, where I am not taking in anything, no liquid, no food. And the reason why I decided to do the dry fast, one reason is because it kept coming up. I kept seeing it on, like, Facebook. It would pop up on my news feed, and I saw it about 3 times. And I pay attention to things like that because it's like God is giving me a message. And then I joined a fasting group on Facebook that dealt with the spiritual levels of fasting from a Christian standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint. And I learned that dry fasting gives you favor. And Lord knows I can use some favor. So I'm doing my first dry fast. It's only for 3 days, and I was a little nervous about it, you know, to think that, wow, no water, no, you know, I mean, no taking a shower, nothing like that for 3 days. So I'm scheduling where I can be with myself, not around a lot of people, you know, so that, hey, in case after 3 days the sister's a little ripe, I won't be offending nobody. But I'm actually, I mean, I don't know if you can hear the vim and vigor in my voice, but I mean, I have been so energized today. I have ironed clothes. I mean, I was even ironing my drawers. I mean, I'm telling you, I've had so much I've had so much energy today, you know. And so I'm really looking forward to the next 2 days. I really am. And I am open and receptive to God's favor, definitely. I don't know how long I'm going to be. Pardon me?
It's amazing how we are so conditioned that we've got to have breakfast, and breakfast has got to be in the morning, and then we got to have lunch, and then we got to have dinner. And for me also, I found in the periods that I've done fasting that the longer I go without food, actually, the better I feel. And in the beginning, gosh, man, it's been a number of years ago. In the beginning, I didn't understand all of the, you know, the benefits and the ramifications of fasting. But I did it, me, my mom, my sister-in-law, and one of my best friends at the time. And so we did this fast, and then we were jumping on the trampoline. I mean, this has to be like 30-something years ago. And it was our first time trying to do something like that. And so, you know, and the more, like you say, Star, the more you learn and the wiser you become as you mature, then you understand just how much good you're doing for your body with refraining from eating all the time. So I'm not sure about the dry fast. That just seems a little bit much for me, but I'm excited for you and all of the energy that you're getting out of it.
Oh my goodness, it is amazing. I feel real good. I really do. I mean, I feel like today I could have, if I wanted to, got out there and jogged a little bit. I really do. I feel like that. So, of course, I didn't do it, but who knows? Maybe tomorrow I will. But I am so excited, and I have a lot of support from the group that I'm in on Facebook. There's about maybe 30 people, and they are doing a 21-day fast. I came in on my 10th day, so they are now doing, let's see, today is their 18th day, and it's my 28th day. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm excited. And another thing, too, is that when you fast, just in case someone wants to know, why would anybody want to do that? Okay, so when you fast, you give your body a chance to clean itself out. So you detox, and the vital energy that your body uses to digest your food, and especially the way that we eat today, we eat constantly. You're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're having 2 and 3 snacks. You go into the grocery store, and, oh, here's some peanuts as you, you know, pay for your gas. We're always putting something down our mouths, and it has to be digested. So your body never gets a chance to the vital energy that's used to repair itself. It never gets a chance to fully do that because it's constantly processing the food that you bring down into your body. So by giving your body a rest, for your body to go in and make corrections and make you a balanced person. Through fasting, the very first juice fast that I did, which was 67 days, within 40 days into that fast is when my diabetes and my high blood pressure reversed. That was in 2011, and it has not returned since. So that's the benefit of fasting, is to give your body an opportunity to do what it wants to do. and that is to revitalize itself and to heal you from the inside out.
So when you did the that first fast that you were telling us about when you healed the diabetes, was it a specific fast, or did you just stop eating? And so how did you know what to do and how to do what you did?
Well, I was watching, of course, you've already said that I watched documentaries. And I went on Netflix and I saw this thing that said fat, sick, and nearly dead. And that just intrigued me. It's like, what is this? So I looked at it, and it was about this Australian guy by the name of Joe Cross that came to America specifically to do a juice fast for 60 days. I got about 15 minutes into watching this documentary, and I heard a voice say, "This is what you must do." Well, this was like, I think, in August, late August. And in January of that year, in 2011, I had taken myself to Grady Hospital emergency because I had some things going on that, a sore that wouldn't heal. And I just thought, well, what I'm doing is not working. Well, when I got there, I found out that my blood sugar was almost at stroke level. And my blood, my blood pressure was off the chain. They had all kind of tubes put in me. I got insulin shots for the first time, and I was like, I can't go down like this. Like the song said, I got to keep on pushing, you know.
Right.
And that big wall in front of me was my diabetes. So when I heard this voice that said, you must do this, I put everything in motion, and about a month and a half later, well, actually October the 11th is when I started, November 11th, 2011. And so I just would watch that video over and over again to get inspiration. I had a juicer, and I just started juicing every day. And I was only going to do, this always happens to me, I was only going to do a 10-day, and then it got to 30. And like you said, Sandy, once you stop eating, it's like you don't want to eat again. I had so much energy. I was like jogging 8 miles every day, and I was fasting. I felt like a cross between Superwoman and Wonder Girl without the cape.
Wow.
I mean, and the tights and all that. I was amazed at my strength and my power. And so eventually I did break the fast at day 67. But I basically just go off of intuition that tells me, okay, you can stop now.
Yeah, so that was 2 months and 1 week.
Okay.
That's pretty incredible. That's awesome. And so, yeah, I'm glad you went into explaining the benefits and the reasons why doing a fast of any kind, you know, not eating solid foods, could really truly benefit a person. And our bodies thank us. And I think that's what, maybe that's that extra energy. Our body just like, oh, yeah. I don't know for
mm-hmm,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to we'll come right back. So this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And our guest tonight is Star Waters, who is Granny Gone Raw. And she's continuing to actually fill us with a lot of wisdom and tidbits, helpful information about how we can affect changes, positive changes in our lives. So she's talked to us about fasting and documentaries and then some other things that she's doing. So come back. She's going to share even more with us. So quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. the night. Understand that's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yeah. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left, yeah. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. Mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed, yes, yes.
And blessed. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call and speak live on air with us at 516-531-9819. Simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. Any comments, questions, additions, something didn't quite make clear sense to you, don't feel any kind of way other than just call and ask us what it is so that you can have the clear understanding of any points that are made. So we thank you for being with us tonight. And what we're doing, part two tonight of Granny Gone Raw, our special, special guest is Star Waters. And Star has lost, as what she says, is the equivalent of a whole person. And Star also, as we have worked out in the gym in the past, her slogan is straight off the couch. So not to say that she always had this energy and this drive to shed the weight and to live a more energetic, higher quality of life, but that she did just come off the couch. And so, you know, to be able to share with us tonight and let her tell her side of the story. And so what she's told us so far about the quietness, listening to her inner voice, honoring that space, watching documentaries so that she's learning from another perspective versus what's being given to us on the major television networks, and then her fasting and why she went on the first time, and she was able to cure diabetes in 67 days of that first fast. Oh, excuse me. And now she is doing something a little bit extraordinary with this dry fasting. So all of these things that she's doing are adding to who she is and who she's becoming. And so I'm thankful that Star has taken time out of her schedule to be with us tonight and to share with us tonight. So we have a caller, 843-250. Give us your name and your comment or question, please.
Hi, Sandy and Star. This is Havana.
Hi, Havana.
Hi.
How you
the
doing?
The show is so interesting. I have a lot of respect and admiration for you, Star, what you're doing, what you have accomplished in your life, and the things
thank
that
you
are to come. And I was one of the things that I was listening to, I'm going to be brief because the show is so exciting and it's so packed full of good stuff. I'm just going to let you guys continue because I love listening to you. One of the things that you said in the beginning was a question, why do we attract the bad boys? And that used to be in our young age, our young years, where we just love the bad boys. What I'm learning now in my mature age is that we attract them through our thinking, our diet, our low vibration. We were never taught that we attract people, places, and things from our lower nature. We don't even know we have a lower nature. A lot of us never heard it before, and we just didn't know where that came from. Even the diet that we have, there's nothing healthy about most of our diets back in the day when we were eating the food that our parents fed us. We had no idea that was detrimental to our health, our thinking, the people that we hung around with. We never knew that those people were keeping us on a certain vibrational level. We couldn't rise because that's all we heard. But when I began to listen to high-vibrating sisters, began to eat high-vibrating diets, things started to change in my life. I am nowhere near being perfect, but I'm on that road learning how to attract high-vibrational people, places, and things and ideas. So I want to thank Sandy for hosting such a wonderful guest on her show, and I thank you, Star, for what you're doing. You are both inspirational to me, and I appreciate and love you both dearly.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's an excellent point about the vibration and the frequency. I mean, we needed you to add that in because that is so key. Definitely. Thank you, Havana.
You're welcome.
So you want to expand on that, Star?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We create our vibration and our frequency through, first of all, the foods that we eat. When we eat more alkaline food, when we eat more fruits and vegetables, when we surround ourselves with, as Havana said, with more higher quality thinking people, when we drink beverages that are healthy, then we have a higher vibration. When we eat the more acidic foods, and we're drinking alcohol and things of that nature, then we're operating from a low vibration. And there's a list of things. I wish I had it in front of me that just goes right down the line. But it's like tuning a radio station. You know, if calling into this show today, if we'd have hit one number that wasn't right, we would not have been on the same frequency as this show. Just one digit was off. So it's all about having the right frequency to draw to you people. people with like-minded frequencies and like self. Like attracts like. So having that brought an excellent point. You know, definitely.
Yes, you did.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. That was really meaningful. And so let's talk a little bit more, because I know that everything that we've talked about so far is a part of permanent weight loss. So there are some individuals that would be under the mindset, well, I just need to go on a diet. And if I just go on this diet and lose these 12 pounds, then that's all I need to do. But it's not really when you're doing a permanent lifestyle change. And so everything that we've discussed so far, including the words from Havanaugh about the energy attraction, all of that is a part of a different or a new lifestyle. So can you touch on some of the other activities perhaps that you were involved in as you were achieving your massive weight loss? Or you want to tell us about your story going from morbid obesity to where you are now?
Well, I was approximately a hamburger, french fries, and a milkshake away from 300 pounds.
Wow.
I was 286. And honestly, you know, when we're in our own bodies, we think that's just who we are. You know, it's just cool. That's who we are. But it took a picture that was taken of me when I spent the holiday in Italy, in Rome, Italy. And for New Year's Eve, someone took a picture of me. I was wrapped in black fabric, had my head wrapped. I thought I was looking real exotic, you know, like African. But once I got the picture developed, I actually looked like a sumo wrestler. You couldn't tell where my breasts started and my stomach ended. It was just perfectly round. I looked like a barrel. And that was a real eye-opener for me, along with being on the plane coming back and couldn't fasten my seatbelt. That was my rock bottom. Because for that whole Atlantic flight or whatever it was, I don't know if we was going to over the Atlantic or what. Yeah, we was, because we came into New York. I had to think about how I couldn't fasten my seatbelt. I didn't know anything about a seatbelt extender, and I was embarrassed because I was close to the restroom, and there was always a steady line of people throughout that whole flight waiting to go to the restroom. And I thought everybody on that plane knew that I was too freaking fat to fasten my seatbelt. So that was really the thing that got me going. The second thing was when my daughter told me she was expecting a child. And I did not want this new baby to only know me by a picture that they had of me on the end table in their living room and hearing her say, or him say, "So that's my grandmother?" So I guess I didn't have the strength or the willpower to do it for me, but I sure had it for my unborn grandchild. I wanted to be there for her. And so the things that I did was I baby-stepped my way into it, and I started just learning how to modify how I fixed my food, how I prepared my food. And I did that through a program that was put on by Kaiser Permanente. It was a group of about maybe 100 sisters that they had that met twice a month, and they would teach us how to make things, you know, a lot less calories and things of that nature. I gave up eating cheese because I realized they told us that cheese had a lot of calories. So I learned to do without cheese because it was like a banking system. You know, it was too much money that was being deposited out of my account in calories for me to have even more food to eat. So little by little, I learned these things. And then eventually I got introduced to raw eating, and I got challenged for 30 days to go on a raw diet for 30 days, and I absolutely loved it. I had so much energy. Oh, my goodness. And my intuition and my psychic ability was heightened. I mean, I could look at the door, and within seconds, somebody would be ringing the doorbell. Or I could glance at the phone, and the phone would ring. Or I would think about somebody, and they would call, or I'd run into them. And so it was like most people would have probably gotten frightened. But for me, that was just amazing, because something was happening in my body that didn't happen before, and the only thing I could correlate it to was eating raw food. And I did that for about 8 months, and then I guess I just got tired of being the odd woman out all the time. Every time I'd go somewhere, it's almost like I was carrying a little portable refrigerator because I had my food taken with me. And then I got back on the path again, eating cooked food. All along, I'm still suffering from diabetes, but not really where it was, you know, that bad for me. But that along the way has been my path. And after going on the juice fast for 67 days, the whole time I was on that, I kept looking at vegan recipes. And so by the time I came off, I had it made up in my mind, I'm going to be a vegan for real, you know, and I'm not going back, yeah. Especially when I realized that I no longer was a diabetic and my blood pressure was normal. It's like I am no way going to spit God in the eye for healing my body and going back to what I used to do. That's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is insanity?
Yeah.
Doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So,
exactly.
And I've been on that path ever since 2011. And it's just gotten better and better, better and better. So
More better.
I look back on a picture they had on Facebook, what you look like or what it was you looked like when you first came on Facebook. I compared that. I think that was like about 10 years ago, I compared that to what I look like now. I look 20 years younger than I did 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it has to be the food. It has to be the food. I don't know anything else that it can be.
Well, you know, I totally agree with you that the food is our medicine, and our medicine should be our food. So you got complete agreement on that statement from me. And so as you go about and because I know people are constantly asking you as you tell your age or you tell of your experiences, people want to know more. So what is some of the issues that you hear people are having, or the difficulty that people are having with following any type of a different lifestyle?
Hold on.
I've got a new caller on 404-578. Would you watch your background noise and give us your name and where you're calling from and your addition to the conversation, please?
Yes, I'm Wanda Butts, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello,
hey,
Wanda.
Hey, Miss Sandy and Miss Star. Sandy's my longtime friend. I haven't talked in a while, but this is an awesome conversation, and I'm just glad to be a part of it and just feeling and learning more information about the things. But one thing that I did want to go a little bit to ask is a little bit more about the dry fast. Do you do the dry fast? She says she's done it for 3 days. Do you just not drink for anything, any times, or is it a time frame, or how do you really do that?
It's totally dry. I'm not drinking anything, and of course I'm not eating anything, And it gets down to that no water is supposed to go on your body at all. So no showers. I haven't brushed my teeth today. That's why I said I'm definitely in the house, not around people. And I did ask, well, can I at least just take a damp cloth and wipe my face? So I was told I could. So at least I didn't have the little cocoa berries in my eyes, the corner of my eyes, the little eye boogers or nothing like that. I got that all cleared and cleaned out. So I'm doing well. I'm having all this energy. And I'm going to tell you, I was a little apprehensive because it's like, no, nothing. But I am feeling a different kind of energy that I have not felt throughout this whole fast.
Okay.
And the day is not
great.
Even over yet. So.
Okay.
And at the end, I was told that you received favor. And I can always use favor.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just continue to listen here and have to get with following you all more because I have some things over the time that I've made some big changes as well as in my healthy lifestyle. And so I want to be able to get with you all to put something here because I think I got a good concept of some things that I would want to share so that people could go ahead, like we said, and make this change because to step over to the healthier lifestyle.
Yes, yes. And let me say,
okay,
when you say healthier, you know, health or healing, let's put it this way. Health is a bad word to some people. It's almost like a four-letter word. I mean, they want to put the cross of Jesus up like they do for the vampires. Oh, healthy. You know, they immediately think, oh, no flavor, boring, you know. So we can try to change people's perception of the word healthy. And I always say that there's a difference between healthy or, no, let me break this up. There's a difference between health and wellness. You can have poor health and you can have good health, but there's only one level of wellness, and that is optimal health. So, So good for you. Good for you if it changes.
Yes. Okay, now what do I do so that I can get off of this and go back to when you all were speaking that I can hear you do? I need to press what to do that?
I got you, Wanda. And it was so good to hear your voice.
Because I've been listening before. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to mute you for now, and if you want to come back on, just push one again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All thank you for listening.
Okay,
thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sorry,
so
that
you
was
asked about, it really was. Go ahead, Sandy, I'm sorry. Yes, it was, definitely.
No, if you remember what I was asking, that would be perfect for you to restate it and go on into an explanation.
You asked, what kind of things do I hear people say about either changing what they eat or making a difference in their lifestyle? And some of the things that I hear is how people just can't give up meat, or nor do they want to. And why should they have to? if it was good enough for Grandpa that lived till he was 92, you know, it should be good enough for them, you know. And I just love sugar. I mean, I just love sugar, you know. I mean, and all of these things, you know, are valid. I understand. I can't be in judgment because, like I just told you, I was almost 300 pounds, and I didn't get that way from eating salad. I really didn't. I enjoyed my life. I ate what I wanted to eat. But what is the price that you pay for eating what you want to eat and doing what you want to do? You know, if you have the opportunity of knowing that if you do A, B, and C, and it's going to enhance your life and even extend your life, and you don't do it, then what you have to deal with, what you have to endure, you're going to either endure the pain of discipline, which is short term, if you adhere to those changes, or you endure the pain of regret. Now here you are, you're 60 years old, and you probably have about another 20 years to live, but those last 20 years, you're sick. You don't have quality life. You're on medication. You're constantly going to the doctor. But had you done A, B, and C 20 years ago, you'd be vibrant, going here, going there, you know, getting and playing with your grandkids. No regrets. Totally happy. So self-love, when you love yourself, you, in order for that to happen, you're going to have to either endure the pain of discipline, do what you have to do to change your life, or endure the pain of regret.
That's a great point. And one of the benefits, very powerful benefits of changing your lifestyle, especially eating raw, and I can speak to that more than I can vegan or vegetarian, because I just went from one to the other. I didn't, you know, go the halfway route or whatever, however you want to call that. But eating raw, your body immediately responds in a very, very positive way to the introduction of living and live foods into your body, because your body is a live vessel. It's a living organism. And so for the body to get the nutrients and the vitamins from the foods that we're eating, from live, raw foods, then our bodies immediately starts to heal itself, because that's what our bodies have been looking for all the time. And so it may seem like it's a heavy price to pay, Star, like you're saying, you know, but you want to look 20 years down the road, and if you would have just made that correction or made that change, that addition to your life now, you know, you'll be able to look for happier, brighter days ahead, with, you know, minus the prescription meds and surgeries and all of that kind of stuff. So
absolutely, definitely, I agree. And you know, you mentioned in your intro to me that I'm a flower essence practitioner. And when you talked about the eating raw food and how it resonates with your body, we as humans are most like plants. So when you think of the term like attracts like, when we ingest flowers, or in any kind of way, whether we eat them or whether we take flower essences, it is giving us their wellness, because they are well. They're thriving, they're green, they have flowers. I mean, they get fed sunlight all the time. They get that sun energy. And so whatever we ingest plants, then that sun energy is transferred to our body. And then we start glowing from the inside out, from the plants that we have just ingested. And the reason why I say that we're most like plants, if you look at the leaf or a leaf of a plant, you'll see on that leaf they have these little vines that go through it. Those are like veins. And what comes through those veins are chlorophyll. So we
right.
have veins in our bodies, and those veins transport blood. And the blood and chlorophyll are exactly the same, except for chlorophyll has, blood has magnesium, and chlorophyll has another agent. But those are the only two different. Every other agent that's in both of those are the same. And so when we eat a plant, we're getting that vibrancy, that wellness from that plant. When we eat, and this conversation is not meant to to say anything negative about meat. I'm just talking about what we feed our bodies. When we eat meat, what is it? It's something that has died. And maybe that's where the word "die it" came from. You know, I like to call what I like to call it a live it, because my goal is to put living things in my body. You know, when you eat meat, sometimes you get not sometimes, but you get sluggy. You know what they say in the hood, you get the itis. You know, you want to get somewhere in a chair and lay back and take a little snooze. You know, first of all, your body can't process all of that. It's too much. Like I'm telling you, it works overtime to clean up all the stuff that we put down in us, you know. So the same way with flower essences, whenever we suffer trauma in our lives, you know, that trauma could be the death of a parent, or it could be, you know, a car accident or something. You know, our body registers that trauma, and we might just go on and say, oh, well, that's over with, but the body is still carrying that, and so it comes out in many different ways. It might come out in anger. It might come out in obesity. It might come out in many, many different ways. So when we take a flower that is whole, where the veins are free flowing, and that flower essence goes into our body, then it restores the damage that was placed during that trauma. And in a very short amount of time, we then become whole, and the negativity that we are acting out from the trauma that our body is holding is now dissolved. And it is just so awesome. So if you've ever had sun tea, back in the day they used to have these big glass jars, and you put tea in the water, and you would put it out in the sun. Well, that's how flower essences are made. They put flowers in water, in spring water, in a glass jar, and they leave it out in the sun, and the heat from the sun infuses the water, the plants, and it goes into the water. And so it's very powerful, powerful healing mythology. Yeah. And it's awesome.
So,
and it works very well.
So give people information now, and we're going to do it again at the end of the show. But you want to go ahead and provide the listeners with contact information for you, Star, please?
Sure. I'll give you my phone number.
Uh-oh.
It is. Well, sure, I'll give you my phone number. It is 503-453-3849. And you can also hit me up on Facebook, Star Waters. You can go on my Messenger, or you can hit me up on Granny Gone Raw on Facebook.
Oh, you got the last 50 pounds, and you've got Star Waters Healing.
I sure do. Thank you, Sandy. The last 50 pounds is a Facebook page that gives all kind of information and tips on weight loss and being healthy. And Star Waters Healing is a page that I put all the heavy stuff that I don't put on my page, on my personal Facebook page. So all of the wonderful studies about health and healing, you know, treatments for cures and all of that. And you can also reach me at the Wellness Wizard 555 at gmail.com. The Wellness Wizard 555 at gmail.com.
All right, and we're going to repeat that again in about 10 minutes or so. So if you didn't have an ink pen and you missed that, she's going to give it again in about 10 minutes. So, Star,
all right.
So we've been talking about all the components, a very holistic approach to a healthier lifestyle. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, that I know you've got me really researching and really looking at a lot of different documentaries that talk about various subjects, particularly around health. Can or will you share with the listeners your top, say, three picks for documentaries or more? But would you give us, you know, like a couple of documentaries that we could watch that could give us additional information or motivation to truly follow and stick with this lifestyle?
I sure can. And wow, it's like almost everyone that every new one that I watch is like, oh, this is my favorite. They're getting so good out there. But the number one that I would like people to watch is what is that one about health? I forgot already. Which one is that?
What the health?
What the health? Thank you. What the health? You could watch that. You get an opportunity to see both sides of the coin. You get a chance to see the organizations that are out there that are soliciting our donations. What are they doing with that money? Because they have not come up with a cure for nothing. And then you get a chance to see what, you know, clean vegetable eating does for a body in a little bit of time compared to what these people that are doing for you that soliciting all this money for a cure. They're still looking for a cure, okay? So What the Health is one. Another good one is The C Word. The C Word is also very, very good. And, oh, gosh, I think the first one that I saw that really impressed me, it really got me going, was Forks Over Knives. That's a good one, too. Forks Over Knives. And there are so many others out there, but I think if you saw those three, it would give you better understanding how important the food plays in us being balanced. Because when you become ill, your body is just crying out that it's out of balance and it needs you to do something different. And so these shows all have in common plant-based eating is how you cure yourself. And, you know, I wrote down something today. It just came to me that I would like to share with your audience.
Please.
That is treatment versus cure equals greed. Treatment versus cure equals greed. Because when you keep going to someone that's practicing and they keep giving you treatments over different things that they're practicing you with, and you never get cured, that is greed. You know, that's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome, and it never happens. That's insanity. So why would you not do something that people have testified over and over, I was cured. My diabetes was reversed. I no longer have cancer. You know, time after time after time, you keep hearing these stories about how changing their diet cures them, whereas the drugs never did. They just mask the symptoms. So that's all I got to say.
But that was a mouthful right there. And some of the things that I hear are reasons people say that they don't do a plant-based, especially organic, but we won't even go there right now, But because the meat is so cheap, and the reason why meat is so cheap is that the individuals that are raising these animals are subsidized by the U.S. government. And so you can purchase hamburger for 59 cents a pound, whatever it is. I don't even know, a dollar a pound, whatever, and be able to feed your family, whereas perhaps some vegetables may cost you a dollar a pound as well. And so you're looking and you're like, well, the meat would be more filling and the meat's going to give me protein and the meat's going to do this and the meat's going to do that. But the what we're feeding our animals is what we're ingesting. So I believe Star touched on this. In the back in the day, the cows and the chickens, they ate the green grass, and that's where we were able to get our protein is from what the animals ate, and if they pass it on to us. Well, the animals don't eat grass anymore. If you take a look at any of these images that will show you, what do they call them, Star? Animal farms or animal something or another. There's no green.
Farm factory, right.
And so they're fed genetically modified corn and genetically modified soy and all of this stuff that has been manufactured in a laboratory. So even if you're not willingly eating GMOs or GEOs, just the fact that you're eating animal products, you are ingesting genetically modified organism. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick because we've accepted that, you know, the meat is cheap and that's where we get our protein from, and the government says that, you know, it's part of the daily recommended, the food group recommendation. And all of that is well, you get to make your own mind up on that. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. So you have
and
a
as
couple
you said,
more minutes.
Go ahead.
Let me just make this announcement real quick. So for the callers, you have just a few more minutes, roughly three, if you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask of Star. If you're already on, if you called in already, just push 1 on your dial and you can speak live on air with us. Otherwise, you can call us real quickly at 516-531-9819. And just like I told the other individuals that are already called in, you just need to hit 1 on your dial to speak live on air with us. I'm sorry, Star, you can go ahead now.
I was going to say, you touched on the fact that the government subsidized the meat growers, and who is that benefiting? Who is it benefiting that meat is so cheap? Well, I'll tell you, it's benefiting Big Pharma, it's benefiting Big Medicine, and it's benefiting Big Food. Who is it not benefiting? You. It's not benefiting you or your family because now you got to pay more money for medical bills. You got to pay
right.
with the illnesses that you're suffering from. So just like they can subsidize meat because it's such a big business, why can't they subsidize broccoli? Because they know that broccoli is going to heal you. That's why. And who's going to profit by you being well? Okay? So here's the situation on healing you is that there's no money in it. You can't go to the doctor and he tell you to go and get you some carrots and your broccoli. How is he going to get paid? How is he going to stay in the country club? How is he going to send his kids to the Ivy League schools if you are eating vegetables? That's what they don't want you to do. And Dr. Joel Fuhrman just wrote this book, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the whole title, but it was called Genocide Something. And he talked about how when blacks were liberated from slavery, and I use that word very lightly, liberated, that white people noticed that the slaves were all healthy and the white people was all sick. So they were trying to figure out what it was that we was doing that they were not. Well, back then, we were eating what they called poor folks' food. We were eating mostly plant-based, very little meat. So it is to everybody's advantage for us as much meat as we possibly can so we can be sick. You know, it's big business in sickness. Big business.
Yes.
And that's all I got to say. You can connect the dots on that. You can say, but I like it. They want you to like it. They putting all kind of stuff in there to make you like it, all kind of chemicals and taste enhancers so that you will continue to like it and continue to keep buying it. At some point, we've got to take the chains off the brain, not be that modern-day slave, and think for ourselves. And, you know, I'm going to get back off the soapbox now.
Hey, girl, you were doing it well. And another thing, because I know that I've been guilty of it, and that's going and getting the chicken with the biggest breast, you know, in the little packages. And so we got these packages with these huge chicken breasts. And, you know, doggone well, no chicken has a breast that big, but because
right.
It's only 20 cents a pound and you get all of this white meat and they say that white meat is good for you, I just found out, though, within the last few months that those big-breasted chickens are genetically modified.
Well, they process the chicken so big now. It used to take like about 3 months for a chicken to be ready to go to slaughter or whatever. Now they're ready like half that time. So how do they get bigger than they used to be in a short amount of time? It's the chemicals, the steroids and all that stuff, the estrogen, everything that they put in them. And that is what is happening to our young girls. They have breast issues. You know, much sooner in life. Now all these women are getting breast cancer. I mean, come on. We got to stop and think about it. You know, what is happening to us as a people, as a race, as a human race? These people
and
are not
one,
out
one,
for
one
welfare.
Thing. Yeah, one chicken has as much cholesterol as beef and pork, so I wanted to make sure we add that. We're down to like 60 seconds. So, Star, I would love for you to close us out. I want to thank you for giving us so much information and valuable advice. And would you just give the audience your contact information one more time? And we're going to end the show with that information. And I'll see you guys next week. Star, you've got it.
Okay. You can reach me at The Wellness Wizard 555 at gmail.com. The Wellness Wizard 555 at gmail.com. My phone number is 503-453-3849. I can be reached on Facebook, the Granny Gone Raw, The Last 50 Pounds, and Star Waters Healing.
And thank you
and
so
I wanna
much.
Say,
we love you.
Okay. I love you too.
All right. We're out of time. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Star.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Love and wellness.